This podcast brought to you by My Patriot Supply. Did you miss the chance to get a 72-hour emergency food supply with free shipping for just $10? What's wrong with you? Don't worry. Call 888-411-7440 right now. They have a few left, and they're selling out fast. 888-411-7440. What are you waiting for? A disaster? Do it right now. 888-411-7440.
Chris Salcedo is on
the Blaze Radio Network.
As most of you know, I used to be on the other side in news. And I don't say the other side because I don't want to make a blanket statement that a lot of individuals who populate the newsrooms across this country, even though it's shown poll after poll after poll, that they are liberals. And they are. But some who I've run across in my career are liberals, but still remember that they have a duty to that First Amendment to the United States Constitution. So I tried to bring that same balance and that same commitment when I was doing news, not offering my opinion, but doing news as a reporter and anchor on national radio and also on television. So I have a great admiration for those who remember that first charge. I have a great deal of respect for those who know and adhere to the craft of journalism, because that's where we get informed. It's the only job articulated in the First Amendment in the United States Constitution. And I am so gratified there are still some out there who have not sold out to a political party and still remember that First Amendment charge. One such individual is somebody I'm a huge fan of. Cheryl Atkinson is an Emmy Award-winning investigative journalist, host of the Sunday morning news program Full Measure, author of the New York Times bestseller Stonewalled. She was a correspondent for CBS News, 1993 to 2014. Cheryl, welcome to the Chris Salcedo Show.
Thank you for having me.
Not blowing smoke, lady. I have a tremendous amount of respect for what you do. And as I said before we went to the last spot break, somebody like you who believes it is your job to do fair and hard-hitting reporting, regardless of the political party in power, and the way you had to exit CBS News, it, like I said, CBS lost a lot of credibility, in my view, when they lost you. So,
well, things have changed there a lot in the last couple of years, for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure. I want to talk about this report that you're putting out there right now about Mr. Obama waving off intelligence reports on terrorist groups. What do we know so far about this? And has it been corroborated to your satisfaction as a journalist as being true?
Well, just so you know, I was asked on a radio show, much like this one, some questions that led to me talking about sources I've spoken to. I haven't put out a report per se. I would say I'm researching these things. I'm satisfied that the people I've spoken to are telling the truth, but I haven't fleshed everything out in the form of writing an article. And just to recap, there are numerous people who say in various forms that they have presented the president with intel or information that he hasn't wanted to hear, specifically on terrorist groups, and has said various different things. And that, of course, is secondhand since I didn't hear the president say it. But one person said on a particular group, the president told her, don't bring me any more intelligence on this group. I don't consider them a terrorist group, and if you bring it, I won't read it. You know, there was another man that says he tried to alert the president to information, and that the president didn't want to hear it. And then when it became clear the group was a big threat and that they had understated it, you know, things changed and a lot of blame was flying around. And there's a third high-ranking official who told me that up is down, down is up. Our enemies are our friends, and our friends are our enemies. So this is the thinking of some people who have worked very closely, up fairly high in the administration.
Yeah, this isn't without precedence. We know that these reports have dogged Mr. Obama throughout his occupation of the Oval Office, that he doesn't attend regular security briefings. We also know from testimony from his from people who used to be in his inner circle, the part of the defense apparatus of this country, where they have testified, in particular with ISIS, that Mr. Obama was notified in the 2011-2012 cycle that ISIS was a threat and that action needed to be taken to stop their building. And Mr. Obama chose to call them a JV team to as has been well reported to all of us. And I am seeing a pattern here with this administration that is, how shall we say, hell bent on making sure that the propaganda is put out so America doesn't prompt our leaders to act. So as a mechanism not to act, am I off base here?
Well, I would say you're talking about the very same thing. And my question is, who is he listening to if not these people who are trying to alert him to these issues? Are there other advisors giving him what he thinks is better information? If that's the case, and his so-called better information is proven wrong time and time again, and yet nobody is, you know, publicly replaced, what does that say about the judgment and the calls that are being made at the highest levels? So the main factor, the reason that matters to me most as just an American citizen is, now when the administration makes a decision on current events and threats, how can we have any confidence in the decisions being made when they've been so flawed in the past?
Cheryl Atkinson is my guest right now, an Emmy Award-winning investigative journalist, host of the Sunday Morning News program, Full Measure, the author of this book, Stonewalled, New York Times bestseller. I want to pivot, if I can, because, and this is all going to lump in together, because we have these reports that are coming out. And for the last 7 years, I think it's fair and accurate for me to say that the reporting on the Obama administration has been less than stellar. Some people may take issue when I say that it has been completely biased, as the press has seemed to treat Mr. Obama with kid gloves for whatever reason they are doing so. I call them the Brian Williams press, Cheryl, and I know you're going to understand the reference there, but that's how I refer to them. They don't all take your same approach to journalism. Give me your evaluation, if you will, about the current state of journalism in the United States of America. Because I consider you about as close to an expert as anybody can be.
Well, I would say there are continued pockets of great reporting many places you look. Even, you know, I criticize things about CBS, but they still do amazing reporting sometimes. And you can find great print reporting in, you know, the New York Times and Washington Post and all the usual places. But more often than not, it's been replaced by other stuff that's influenced by advertisers, by political interests, by special interests. Reporters have come into the scene who believe it's okay to advocate for a position, but not report it as if it's an opinion, but report it as if it's somehow a fact. And I believe, I like to call it, an artificial reality has been created in social media, news media, and the quasi-news media, those blogs that are driven by and sometimes directly connected to politicians, such as Media Matters, Vox, Salon.com, all of these that circulate the same stories and then pick up with social media. The special interests have and political interests have fake social media accounts to make it look like there's a consensus of opinion. You'll see all this flurry of things and picking each other up, and then in the quasi-news media, and then the news media picks it up. And none of it is perhaps how you feel, but you're being told 90% of the people in the country feel a certain way about this, and you're just wrong if you feel a different way or hold a different opinion. Here's how you should think. And you're left to think, boy, that's not how I feel. I better keep my mouth shut. And then if you don't, you're bullied. There's a, you know, the bullying thing that happens on social media where real people and fake accounts descend upon anybody who, reporters or members of the public or whoever, who differ from the agenda. And I think it's a very serious and oftentimes well-orchestrated thing that's going on that people need to be aware of.
Elise Labbitt of CNN, I think I'm pronouncing her last name correctly, just got into trouble after the House vote to slow things down as far as Syrian refugee admittance into this country. And she gets out and tweets, the Statue of Liberty bows head in anguish after that vote, a complete editorializing and a cardinal sin of any legitimate reporter out there. But she felt in this era of social media that you alluded to, in this pat yourself on the back and have your compatriots in the left-wing press pat you on the back as well, gets out there and says something like this, and you and I know that's a party foul, but then other people in the allegedly in the press saying she has nothing to apologize for. Where does this distortion come from?
Again, it's that control of the social media, news media that I'm speaking of. Polls show most Americans either want fewer Syrian refugees here. This is even before the terrorist attacks. Full Measure did a poll with Rasmussen. And they want either fewer to no Syrian refugees in. Now the terrorist attacks have happened. A majority want a pause or a slowdown. A majority of states want this. A majority of Congress wants it. But if you look at news media and social media, you would be left to believe 90% of people feel the other way, and that if you don't, you're a, you know, coward, racist, whatever the words are. Mm-hmm. It's not reflective of the facts or the truth. And news media people who, like you say, I don't know the woman, I didn't see it, I don't know how old she is, but especially some of the younger ones, as you say, they talk to each other, they work each other up, they pat each other on the back for doing these things. They all agree, they think they're right. And I spoke to a college law class the other day, and I said there are many journalists who now think their job is, and I think this has been the case to some degree for a long time, but there's more of it now. They think their job is to convince you they're right about certain issues on opinions. They don't think their job is to go out and report the facts. And I maintain one of the most beautiful things in journalism is when you go out on a story and find that you are wrong in some personally held opinion and you follow the story in a new direction, even if it differs with how you may personally feel about a subject. That's the best intellectual challenge and the most fun thing you can do. But I think many people are so vested in their opinions and thoughts, they can't think that way. They don't understand that's what I view anyway, is your job.
Yeah, it is your job. Well, many, many thanks to Cheryl Atkinson, Emmy Award-winning investigative journalist, host of Sunday morning news program. It's called Full Measure, and the author of this book, the New York Times best-selling book, I might add, Stonewalled, former correspondent with CBS News. And as I mentioned at the beginning of that interview, did CBS lose a lot of credibility when they lost her? Back in a minute, everybody. It's the Chris Salcedo Show right here on The Blaze.
You are listening to the Chris Salcedo Show. Part of Generation Blaze on the Blaze Radio Network.
This podcast brought to you by My Patriot Supply. Did you miss the chance to get a 72-hour emergency food supply with free shipping for just $10? What's wrong with you? Don't worry, call 888-411-7440 right now. They have a few left, and they're selling out fast. 888-411-7440. What are you waiting for? A disaster? Do it right now. 888-411-7440.